Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. A U.S. district judge has signed off on a temporary agreement that limits the sharing of sensitive Treasury data. That comes amid a dispute over access granted to Elon Musk's allies as he and his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, undertake a sweeping review of government spending. The agreement allows two people who have been named Treasury employees, Tom Krause and Marco Alez, to continue accessing a payment system containing the personal and financial data of millions of Americans. But it prohibits them from sharing sensitive Treasury data with anyone outside the agency. The judge also limited them to only reading records and not altering them. And in other news related to DOGE, we exclusively report that Alez has links to a deleted social media account that advocated for racism and eugenics. The 25-year-old resigned today after the Wall Street Journal asked the White House about his connection to the account. Alez didn't respond to repeated requests for comment. And Amazon shares fell in post-market trading after it projected weaker-than-expected sales in the first quarter. The company's Q4 revenue was $187.8 billion, slightly above the sum expected, according to consensus estimates from FactSet. This week, President Trump suspended a trade exemption known as the de minimis provision, which Amazon competitors like Shein and Temu have used to avoid import duties on low-value packages from China. While Amazon might benefit from the change to the trade provision, the company isn't immune to it. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.